Morning, everybody. The Midwest Direct Hog Markets today are expected to trade steady to mostly 50 cents per hundredweight higher on continued good buying interest from pork packers. Some plants are looking for additional loads for delivery tomorrow or Saturday, and packers are competing for the loads that are available, according to dealers and buying station managers. Peoria this morning is called a dollar higher, with a top price of 55 even. They say there is good interest for late-week delivery. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Wednesday, August 6th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,427. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 77.92 to 85 even. The weighted average was 80.85. That was up 75 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 59.12 to 67.07. The weighted average was 64.96. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 22,027. The base price range was 73 even to 87.50. The weighted average was 84.52. That was up $1.53 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilt sold from 60.26 to 68.25. The weighted average was 65.86. Joining us now for a look at our growing area's weather on this Thursday morning is AM580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. Most of the Corn Belt is starting to stretch into an area that will be relatively dry across most areas for the next week. The exception would be a few scattered showers that may start to develop in the northern plains, the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt, and spreading across the area late in the weekend, but no major rains coming in our direction. In fact, the heaviest rains across the growing areas in the United States appears to be from around the Four Corners area, where monsoonal flow will be interacting with a stalled-out front. And then the moisture, the remnants of Edward, will get into the jet stream and roll across the southern third of the growing areas over the next few days. But that moisture has really been decreased as it ran into the dry and very hot air mass that sat across Texas for much of the last 2 weeks. Right now there are scattered showers in western Texas up towards the Panhandle, and the heaviest rain stretching from central Kansas down towards northern Arkansas, and also right around that frontal system that is draped across near the area just south of the Ohio River, with some scattered areas of heavy rain in southeastern Missouri and across the Mississippi River into western Tennessee. Now, outside the United States, one area that's a little bit concerned with the heavy rain is China, where heavy rain did fall in the Guangdong region, as well as in southern Guangxi yesterday, and the remnants of Typhoon Kamui continued to move across the southern portion of China. 2 to 4 more inches reported, and that likely expanded the flooding in low-lying areas. The focus of heavy rain will gradually shift to the west across the Guangxi and into the Yunnan areas over the next day or two. Some storm totals could reach up to 10 inches in parts of the southern coastal provinces, and that could damage rice, sugarcane, and low-lying areas, but damage is not likely to be as extensive. The Yangtze River Basin will see rain occurring each day in at least parts of the region over the next 2 weeks. Not all areas will see rain each day, allowing for some firming of the soil to occur. Rain totals for the next week will probably range between 2 to 4 inches. Some local amounts will be around 6 inches, except far southern areas that are still affected by the remnants of Kamui, where amounts could approach 10 inches. Now, an area that definitely needs some rain, that would be Canada, and net drying will occur across the entire Canadian province region, prairie region through the weekend. Any showers that evolve will produce minimal amounts of moisture, and temperatures will be warm enough to rapidly evap any precipitation that falls, plus moisture that remains in the topsoil. Eastern Saskatchewan and Manitoba are plenty moist, and they will manage the drier conditions without much of a problem, but areas to the west already too dry, and the upcoming weather will only make matters worse. Increasing crop stress anticipated for unirrigated canola and other coarse grain areas over the region. And again, back to the United States, quickly looking at just the 6 to 10 day outlook. National Weather Service is calling for the August 12th through 16th period to be below normal temperatures for the central and southern Rockies into the Great Lakes states, while hotter than normal conditions confined to the northern high plains and in the deep south from the lower Rio Grande Valley all the way across to Florida, Meanwhile, wetter than normal conditions expected in New England and from the central and southern portions of the Rockies across the plains into the southeast, and that will contrast with the near to below normal rainfall elsewhere. Dry conditions expected in the Great Lakes region and from California into the northern high plains. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
All right, thanks, Mike. Let's look at the overnight trade in Kansas City and Minneapolis and Chicago. Kansas City September wheat contract opened overnight at $7.95.5, down a half cent. Last traded up 16.25 cents. December 8.18.25, down a quarter. Last trade up 16.25. The Minneapolis spring wheat contract for September, $8.50 on the open, down 3.75. Last traded up 3. September Chicago wheat on the CME Group wheat board, $7.65.5 on the open, down a quarter. Last traded up 17. December, $7.91, down or up a quarter. Last trade up 16.75. March, $8.18.75, up 4. Last trade up 11.5 cents. July wheat for next year, $8.43.5, up 1.25. Last trade up 12.75. September of 09, $8.60, up 5.75. Last traded up 5.75 cents. September corn overnight opened at $5.09.75, up 1.75. Last traded up 7.75. December, $5.29, up a penny and a quarter. Last trade up 7.5. March, $5.48.25, up 1. Last traded up 6.75. May corn, $5.61, up 1.25. Last traded up 3.5 cents. July of next year, $5.70, unchanged on the open. Last trade up 3. September of 09, $5.73, unchanged. Last traded up 7.75. August soybeans opened at $12.22.5, overnight up 2, last traded up 10 cents. September, $12.18.25, up 4.75, last traded up 19.25. November, $12.25, up 3, last traded up 19. January beans, $12.40, up a quarter, last trade up 20.25 cents. March of next year, $12.56.25, up a half, last trade up 19. And May beans, $12.67.5, up a half cent, last trade up 13.75. In the products, August soybean meal opened at $335.50. That's up 150 on the open. Last traded up 5 even. September, $330 even, up 1 even. Last traded up $430. Soybean oil for September, $51.75, up 8. Last traded up $106. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Matt Bennett of Windsor Grain in Windsor, Illinois, substituting for Alan Dearden this morning. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Morning, Tom.
Tell me a little about the rebound that we saw in the markets overnight and what may be carrying into people's thoughts today.
Well, I think everyone kind of thinks maybe we've overdone the market in the short term, I guess, to the downside. It looks like there's several things factoring in. You know, we've got some export market picking up. We've got, you know, several people in the trade are thinking when they look at corn, it slid, you know, $2.50, $3, you know, there's going to be some concern about, you know, acreage again next year. So, you know, we do have a report coming up. I think there's a little bit of evening up going into that report. But there's some long-term implications as well that I think will be fairly supportive as we get down in these levels.
As we're heading into that report next week, also some strength in the outside markets are weighing in, I guess, too, right?
Yeah, we had crude oil up, you know, $2.30 a barrel, and gold was up. Overnight, dollar was weaker, and overnight trade, it kind of helps ease some fears. I know some of the traders talked a little bit yesterday about with the dollar being stronger, they were worried it might temper our, you know, our lower commodity prices with the export market. You know, the dollar being weaker overnight and crude oil up, I think it kind of helps ease some of those fears.
How about exports? I noticed the USDA reports for the week were a little above average.
Yeah, we're calling them neutral.
Above expected, I guess.
Yeah, we're calling them neutral or friendly. And I think, you know, with the commodity markets coming as far lower as what we have here recently, I think we're bound to pick up some export business. And, you know, I know there's been some talk, you know, following the Olympics, there looks to be a revival of the Chinese demand. So, you know, it looks like you know, we're going to have some sort of a bottom recovery right in this area. At least many people are looking for that.
All right. Let me get your calls again.
All right. We're going to call corn 5 to 9 higher, beans 15 to 20 higher, and wheat 12 to 18 higher.
And do you have calls on the Merck today at all?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Matt Bennett is with Windsor Grain in Windsor, Illinois. Let's take a look at a couple of the outside markets as they've been trading early this morning. Crude oil for September up almost $2.50 a barrel, up $2.37 right now, $120.95. And the Dow at the moment, about an hour and a half into trading, is up 40 points at 11,656. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. Our next report is the opening commodity market report coming up at 9:49. Partly sunny across most of the two-state area, actually mostly sunny according to Mike Sola. Maybe a scattered shower or two in the south, highs between 78 and 86. 71 degrees at 9 o'clock.